We were just talking about the plight of Daryl Black from Mayfield in social housing, who has been without a bathroom in her house for 3.5 months. She joins us now. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
How tough has this been?
Not so much being that tough, but it's a bit scary when you're supposed to go out. The backyard bathroom's out on the front lawn.
Right.
Locking it. It's right on the street.
Yeah, so you can see you're on the front page of the Herald this morning. It's pretty obvious as to the location, right on the street. And
sure.
So you haven't had a bathroom for 3.5 months.
On the 13th of this month, it'll be 3.5 months.
Yeah, all right.
Right, and public housing, or social housing as it's called, why this standoff? Why haven't they been able to move forward and fix your bathroom so you can have a functioning toilet inside?
Because of money. I think it's money. The builder come out here and he wanted to pull the walls, the ceiling, the door, everything. Want to demolish the whole bathroom, and it's just the shower and the floor where the in the shower it fell out at the bottom, and I discovered that nobody else bothered to look under there, so I could get, yeah, there was this smell, so I thought I'm going to have a look myself. And when I got under, and you can only get under up to your waist, I thought, oh hell, what's going on here? So I rang the plumber, and he come out and he said, you got a leak behind your tile in the shower. And I said, well, why are you here? Have a look under the house. Well, he nearly dropped dead himself. He said, please don't use the shower or you'll fall through. And I can't fix the leak until the shower's fixed.
Right.
He said, I'm going to send this through as a priority. And that's where it stopped.
And that was 3.5 months ago.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So it's obviously been...
I was going to tell you something else. The builder come out... as well as the housing. I didn't like the builder for a start because he didn't even acknowledge me when he walked into my home. And they were fighting in there, in the bathroom, and then they took it out the front, and the lady that lives next door to me, she heard every word they said. He wants to demolish the whole shower, the whole bathroom, and the housing don't want to pay it.
But why this particular builder? Is he contracted to the department?
Yeah, Kingston. That's the name of him. Kingston.
All right. So if he has the contract, because, yeah, that was my question, why does it have to be that particular builder? But, all right, well, Tim Crackenthorpe, I believe, is taking this up on your behalf to try and push it through.
Yes.
So
I've tried everything else. I tried the ombudsman and all, and they didn't want to know about it. Nobody wanted to know about it until Crackenthorpe.
So Land and Housing have basically just said there's an impasse here, we can't do anything for the time being.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, well, fingers crossed.
And I've got nowhere to live because I'll have to get out.
Yeah.
Because it's only a one-bedroom unit.
Yes.
And I'm not staying here while they're pulling the whole... But now I think I'm sinking.
What, the whole house?
The whole unit, because all the cupboard doors are all out of whack, the back door's out of whack, and there's a crack in the bathroom wall.
Oh, gosh.
It's going from bad to worse.
Oh, look, yeah. Daryl, all right, well, we might help you in this cause and chase it up as well.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, look, couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for having a chat with us, and fingers crossed that the whole situation will be remedied sooner rather than later, Daryl. Oh, look, just out of interest, Daryl, that's the most unusual name. Where does that come from?
Federal.
But, oh.
F-E-D-E-R-A-L. My dad was a smoker, and he covered, and I was in my mum's belly. Said, I don't know what I'm going to call this one, and he was smoking and covered up the F-E and got D-E-R-A-L.
So you're named after a cigarette?
Yes.
Oh.
Named after a box of matches.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Daryl.
Talking about Dorrie Evans earlier. This is Dorrie Black. Good on you. Thank you very much. Thanks for the chat, and we'll certainly maintain the rage for you, Daryl.
Thank you.
All righty. Coming up to 21 past seven.
Gee, public housing. What a problem that is. Hello there, Kim.
Hello.
You've got a problem too.
Oh, yes. My house is falling apart outside, and I'm living in a mildew sleeping in a mildew room, and they just come out and look, and then that's it. And they don't do nothing.
And how long have you been in that situation?
Oh, quite a few years now.
Have you got respiratory problems because of this mildew?
Not really, no.
We know that can be toxic. It's something that you shouldn't have to live with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you said they've come out and had a look, what exactly did they say? They're not going to do anything?
No, they just have a look, and they will get onto that, but I never hear anything more about it.
Right.
And you said this has been years.
Yes. I've been here 36 years this year, and it's very hard to get anything done, especially if it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that, Kim.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that, Kim. All right, thank you very much for the call. You have a good day.